ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਸਬਦ ਡੇ। ਵੀ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਆਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਕੰਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ 14th ਐਂਡ ਲਾਸਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਨ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ ਔਨ ਪੇਜ 461. And our recitation today is the third stanza, the third verse. The recitation.
Asa mahalla panjama aliyal gunjat aliyal gunjat he makarand ras basan mat he preet kamal bandhavat aap ਚਾਤ੍ਰਿਕ ਚਿੱਤ ਪਿਆਸ ਚਾਤ੍ਰਿਕ ਚਿੱਤ ਪਿਆਸ ਹੇ ਗਣ ਬੂੰਦ ਬਚਿੱਤਰ ਮਨ ਆਸ ਹੇ ਅਲ ਪੀਵਤ ਬਿਨ ਸਤ ਤਾਪ ਤਾਪਾ ਬਿਨਾਸਨ ਦੁਖ ਨਾਸਨ ਮਿਲ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਮਨ ਤਨ ਅਤ ਘਣਾ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਚਤੁਰ ਸੁਜਾਨ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਕਵਨ ਰਸਨਾ ਗੁਣ ਬਣਾ ਗਹਿ ਪਜਾਲੇ ਵੋ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਵ ਹੋ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਤਾਰਤ ਮਿਟਤ ਪਾਪ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੰਪੈ ਪਤਿਤ ਪਾਵਨ ਹਰ ਦਰਸ ਪੇਖਤ ਨਹ ਸੰਤਾਪ ਗਹਿ ਪਜਾਲੇ ਵੋ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਵ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਧਾਰਤ ਮਿਟਤ ਆਪ ਪਾਪ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੰਪੈ ਪਤਿਤ ਪਾਵਨ ਹਰ ਦਰਸ ਪੇਖਤ ਨਹਿ ਸੰਤਾਪ
ਸੋ ਲੀਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਥਰਡ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਕੰਸਿਡਰਿੰਗ ਟੂਡੇ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਸਟੇਟਮੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਸਟ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ which was regarding the state of the individual jiva, the being, us, you and me. And the problem statement said, Kamala Pramabhit hai. Kamala Pramabhit hai. Delusion, fear is driving the individual crazy, or the individual lives in a delusion that makes him fearful. Why is that so? Tikhana mad viparit hai. Tikhana mad. Tikhan is a sharp intoxicant, mad. So the individual is in a state of delusion because it is under the influence of a strong intoxicant. And the intoxicant is Maya, the world play, the senses, the world of the senses mesmerizes the individual and brings with it fear of loss because it is an ever-changing situation. Nothing is fixed. So it creates attraction to fleeting things. And that is the cause of our dissatisfaction and sorrow. What it does is, tikhana mad, viparit hai. Viparit, it makes you go in the opposite direction. Opposite, viparit. In other words, you don't live life naturally as you should. It's a manufactured life, artificial life, and that can never bring satisfaction or sukh. Avad akarat jat. So time is running out, and all that you do is akarat, fruitless. Not only that, but greha musat man chor hai. You're being constantly robbed by the senses. So that was the problem statement. And the first stanza concluded by saying, Karjod Nanak Saran Ayo. So seek the sanctuary of the beloved master. Prenath Narahar Karho Gath, save me, protect me. So the question is, how do you seek the sanctuary, or how do you establish a loving relationship with the self within, with the Har? Because that's the key. How do you integrate? Because your mind is fragmented and it is running outside towards the pull of the senses, and the senses are buzzing around. So the way to do that, in the second stanza, the guru begins by giving us some illustrations. Like a fish that cannot live outside of water. Meena jalheen, jalheen, without water, bichrat manatan kheen hai, is destroyed, body and mind. Like a deer that sacrifices itself because it loves the music that it hears. Mrig arpe mantan pran hai, self-sacrifice. So the qualities here are self-sacrifice, not to want to live without the beloved. So therefore, the way to establish this affinity is to seek the mercy of the self. Karamaya daya dayal puran har. So you have to reach out, because you cannot conquer it. You have to submit yourself. You have to sacrifice yourself. So these were some of the illustrations that the guru has given us, and he continues with them in this stanza.
Aliyal gunjat, aliyal gunjat, hey, the bumblebee, aliyal gunjat, makes a buzzing sound. Makaranda rasa basana matahe, because of its love for the lotus flower, even though it runs the risk of getting trapped, kamala bandhavat aap, despite that. Chatrik chit pyasahe, the pied cuckoo, the rain bird, longs for the drops of the cloud and is not satisfied without them. So then the appeal is to the Har. Tapa binasan dukhanasan mil prem manatani atigana. So this is the kind of love that you have to establish in order to break the fever, tapa binasan, of that delusion that you are laboring under. Dukhanasan, that is how you will banish your sorrow. And the Har, Sundar Chatur Sujan Suami, beautiful, fascinating. Now you see, the vision is becoming clear. You are beautiful, you're fascinating, you're wise, and you are omniscient. What virtue of yours can the tongue possibly describe? Kavana Rasana Gunapana. So the appeal follows. Gah Pujalevo, take me in your embrace. Naam Devo, give me knowledge of the self, give me your wisdom. Drishtidhavata mitata pap, so that the error of my ways, pap is going awry, so that the error of my ways may be fixed. When I have drishtidharat, when I have the vision, when I understand, when I have clarity. Nanak jampe, Nanak remembers, invokes, supplicates, patita pavana hara, the Har, who is the uplifter, the purifier. What is he purifying you about?
it is purification of the ego. Because the ego is not seeing straight. It's fogged by the senses. Darsape katha neha santap. So when I get that vision of the self, neha santap, mental prevarications just disappear. So that is the third stanza. The Guru continues with illustrations, and now he's beginning to give us a vision of the Har. And then the fourth stanza, he develops this idea further. Until then, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.